Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He charged me with resisting arrest.
Get that confidence in jail.
I object.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Allegedly Bravo, or welcome if it's your first time. I feel like it's my first time, actually, because it's been so long, you guys. Thank you so much to everyone who is still here listening. And goodbye to everyone who forgot about this podcast. I don't blame you. I've been gone for a while, I think since October. So let's talk about it. First of all, happy 2024. How exciting is that? I remember when it went from 1999 to 2000 and everyone thought we were going to die. And I remember my parents like washed out the trash cans and then filled them all with water, like as if it was the last water we were going to drink. And I remember thinking to myself, like, if we have to drink water out of the trash cans, I think I don't want to survive the millennium. But good thing we all survived and I didn't have to drink out of a trash can. And our trash cans were pretty clean for like one moment. And then they went back to being filled with trash. Just like my heart, whenever I watch these Bravo TV shows, my heart fills back up with trash and I love it. So I guess I can't necessarily blame my parents for wanting to drink out of the trash in the turn of the century. But, you know, just thankful that we didn't have to. So anyway, I haven't been here. I needed to regroup. A lot of shit has happened, okay? I quit my job first and foremost. And you know that like one of my number one sayings in life is normalize quitting your job. And I have to reiterate again and again and again, yes, everybody, this is your sign to quit your job. Except if you're Emily and you're helping run our law firm, you're not allowed to quit your job. Okay, Emily, that message is explicitly not for you, but for everybody else in the world, normalize quitting your job. Okay, so I quit my job at my old law firm. Very male dominated, you know, which is fine. I mean, nothing against it, you know, is what they say. But I was like so drained. Like that office was like so masculine and heavy and yelly. Everyone was yelling all the time. And I would just like come home from work like wanting to cry. Like, oh my God, I hate it there. Why is everyone so angry? And I'd go to bed so sad and tired. And I'd wake up and I'd be like, ugh, we have to do this again. Like, I don't want to. And it was physically draining and it really made my body feel heavy and it made me feel like weirdly not smart because I was like, if I were smart, I would be excited to do my job because I'd be like learning new things and applying things I know and things I've learned. But now I know that that's just not the case. But, you know, you can't help how you feel. You know, how you feel is how you feel. So that's how I felt. So I quit that job. It was so scary to quit. Eek, I was really scared. I was really scared. But I just did it. I just thought, you know what? You can't do this anymore, sis. You got to get out. So before I quit, I was thinking, oh, okay, I'd literally rather start my own business, start my own law firm, like have to do it from the ground up, struggle for a year, 2 years, whatever it takes to like get the business afloat. I would so much rather put myself through that than to work at this place that I was at that I just like felt bad being at. So I was talking to my friend Summer and I was telling her about it. Oh, I really want to do this. I just feel drained and burned out. And I was talking to her mainly because she runs her own firm and she did that exactly what I wanted to do, but like a year before I wanted to do it. So I got to, you know, kind of watch her really kickstart this thing and I wanted some advice and I wanted to bounce the idea off her, see if she thought that that was something I could do. Okay. Could it get any better? But Summer was like, hey, what if we work together? And I was like, wait, like a girl power team? And she's like, yeah. So her and Emily sat me down at this wine bar and they said, Lauren, join the bright side, join the girly side of life. Let's be women in law together. And I said, yes. And I really think that was more exciting to me than if George Glass ever proposes, like TikTok banana clock, by the way, since I've taken my break and hopped back on this mic, like I am still not engaged. So that's fine. We all move at our own pace. But that's okay because I have a business partner. So I'm just so excited to be working with Summer. If you're not already, go follow our firm's website and Instagram and see what we're up to. It's the Law Office of Summer Young. And we're just like a fabulous girl power team. And we do so much. Like, I think part of the reason why I really didn't like the firm that I was at was there was like no community outreach at all. And not community outreach in like, oh, I need to go like work at a soup kitchen, you know, or I need to go, I don't know, like run a Christmas drive, which by the way, we did do this year for Allegedly Bravo. And you guys, we got a few toys and that was really great. Next year, I think we can do even better. But this year, good for us. We like got some toys. We got them over to that family and they had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. But at the old place, you know, back at the old place, they didn't do like nothing was like exciting. It was like, okay, like the exciting thing would be to like go out to dinner, which like, do not get me wrong, we went out to some fabulous dinners, but like, I have to eat, you know? I don't know. Like, I want to go do other things with my time, like, besides eat. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. Am I just like babbling and bitter? I'm just like, you know, I'm like one of those ex-girlfriends who's like, ugh, all they want to do is eat. Oh my God, I hate it. Everything about it. But I actually did pretty much not like a lot of the stuff. The people were fine, but yeah, I'm just like really happy to not be there. Anyways, at this law firm, we have an adopt-a-highway. Like we went and picked up trash on the side of the highway. Okay, I was scared though, because I was like, first of all, someone's going to run us over. No one ran us over. That was my anxiety. I think I need to go ahead and get back on the Lexapro because I had some pretty wild, wild, wild thoughts. But yeah, so no one did that to us. And then we started coaching a mock trial team that has been like so fun to watch these kids who know nothing. Like they knew nothing about the law or courtroom, just like whatever they saw on TV, you know, and then to see all these kids go from knowing like blank slates to all of a sudden putting on a full ass trial and like asking direct examination questions, closing arguments, objections, this, that, and the other thing. It's just been so cool. And we do a lot of like giving back to the community and working with the Chamber of Commerce and like meeting all kinds of people. And ever since like joining summer, I just have felt like so much better about myself. I wake up every day just feeling light and like I'm going to do something fun that day instead of like, ugh, oh my God, I hate my job, you know, which is weird because it's like literally I'm doing more work now than I was when I was working like with a regular paycheck. But I feel so much happier. Like it's almost like, oh, I do it for free, you know, because I'm not there. But anyway, quit your job, start doing your own thing. Unless your name is Emily and you work with us, then you can't do that. But, you know, they say it takes 3 months to a year to recover from burnout. And I would say I started recovering from burnout on November 1st. And it's January 3rd. Let's see, November, December. Yeah, that's like 2 months. So there I go, just exceeding at everything. I'm exceeding at recovering from burnout because it has not quite been 3 months. And I feel fine. You know, I just feel great. I really do. Okay, let's get into this episode. Today, we are going to be talking all about Monica. Okay. Now, I know that when I left you on a Lizzo cliffhanger. However, I must continue to leave you on that Lizzo cliffhanger for like another week or so, just because they're in the middle of like doing some different motions. And I'd rather wait for the motions to play out so I can just like give you guys an update rather than talk for like an hour about, I don't know, like some stupid motion. Like, I know it's probably going to be juicy and everything, but nobody wants to hear that. You know, you want to hear the summary. That's why we're here. You have a limited amount of time. You're busy. And so we're just going to have to wait on that one for another week or two. But I will say that Lizzo did file what's called an anti-slap motion. And we'll really get into that. That is going to require a deep dive. And I think it'll be really fun. So stick around. That will be probably next week. But if it's not next week, it'll be the week after. I promise. I'm just like not in charge of the court deadlines. Much as I'd love to be, they just won't let me do that. They're like, we don't care. Sit down. So that's what we're up to in the future after this episode. So like the next week. Okay. So Lizzo aside, depending on where Lizzo falls, the next case I'm going to be talking about is going to be Gypsy Rose. Okay, if you like groaned in horror because you're just so over Gypsy Rose, I'm sorry, you can skip it. I have been following this case since the very beginning. I have followed Gypsy through hell and high water. I have followed every documentary, listened to every podcast, like I care deeply about that case, so I'm going to talk about it. You are more than welcome to skip the episode, but I don't think you should. But that will be either the next episode or the episode after that, depending on Lizzo. It's always depending on Lizzo. We have to put our stuff on pause for Lizzo. Okay, this episode is about Monica from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Now, please notice, I did say Monica from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and not Monica Garcia, because as we learned from Heather, Monica has three different names. Here's why I'm like not too concerned, worried, or surprised about that is like, first of all, Monica has a single mother. Well, Monica probably had some sort of relationship with her father. I'm not entirely sure what it was, but isn't that why we went to the islands in the first place, was because that's where her But that can't be because that's where her mom's family lived. Either way, this is what I think it is. I think that she has one name that's her married name, one name that's her and her mom's maiden name, and one name that's her and her dad's name. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think that this is the order it must have went in. I think. I have nothing to back this up, but this is just what logically makes sense to me. I think they said somewhere, I can't remember, that one of Monica's three last names was like Daryl or Darnell. Daryl, I think Darrell, whatever, who cares, Monica D. Let's say that was her first name, her first full name. So we have Monica D. Monica D gets married to that guy who she ended up fucking his brother. Whew, that was bad. Okay, so Monica D turns into Monica Fowler because that's her new husband's last name. So that's last name number two. Okay, then Monica gets divorced from Mr. Fowler. Monica Fowler is not trying to be Monica Fowler forever, right? You're done. And one of the best parts about getting divorced is you get a free name change. A free one. Okay, so you don't even have to pay the filing fee, nothing. It's free. No questions asked. You can have one. Your husband can have one. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be like have had a previous last name. Like, you don't even have to just change your last name. You could be like, oh, I don't want to be Monica Fowler anymore. I want to be Kitty McKitterson. And the judge will be like, okay, well, that's fucking weird, but sure, Jan, go off. And I think that Monica Fowler was probably like, I'm fucking over this. I don't want to be a Fowler. I ain't a Fowler anymore. I'm a Garcia. Okay? And then I think Garcia, I know nothing about whose last name that is. I think, based on nothing, that it's her father's last name. So that's why I think the order went Monica and her mother's maiden name, Monica and her married name. And then she's like, well, I've had my mom's name for so long. Maybe I'll have my dad's name. I don't know if she had that thought. That's just what I think. So anyway, that's the story behind the three last names. That I think that's how it went. Allegedly, hypothetically, that might not even be the truth, but that's the way Sue sees it. I'm Sue in this instant. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the register of actions for this case. So here we have that this case was filed in the 3rd District Court in Salt Lake City, okay, in the county of Salt Lake. This is so annoying. I hate it when counties and states and all that shit do this where they're like, this is the city of Salt Lake City. And this is the county of Salt Lake. It's like, really? You can't have the county of Salt Lake and then, I don't know, like Big Lake City? I just don't understand. It's like, where do you live? Salt Lake City? County? Oh, I never heard of it. I don't know. I just think they should really do a little more delineation here with the names. Also, people are very unoriginal. Really, Salt Lake? Because the lake is salty? Like, I mean, I guess it's better than naming it after some like weird Confederate soldier like they do on the other coast. But that's neither here nor there. Right now, we're in Salt Lake City and the county of Salt Lake. Beauty Lab and Laser LLC is suing Monica N. Fowler. So this is pre Monica Garcia name change. Okay. If you want to read this along, head over to the video. In 1 week, it'll be on YouTube. Right now, it's up on the Patreon. If you want to read the document without having to listen to my gorgeous voice read it to you, you can go on the Patreon and download it. I have them all up there. That's where I'm going to be keeping all the documents that I download. And if I post anything, it'll be the complaint on the website. Okay, so we have Beauty Lab and Laser suing Monica Fowler. The complaint was filed on August 16th, 2023. That was pretty recent. I don't know when they stopped filming this program, but let's see. When did they stop filming Real Salt Lake City. They probably won't say. I don't know. January. Who fucking knows? What do I care? Okay. Anyway, at some point after they had the season, which is interesting, is when that this complaint was filed. Okay, so that was Beauty Lab and Laser that filed the complaint. Beauty Lab and Laser is owned by Heather Gay and one of her friends named I can't remember. Okay. But it's the entire LLC that's suing Monica. Okay. It's like kind of like if you forget to pay a bill or something or whatever and you get sued for that, it would be like that company versus you. It's not like the owner of the bank versus you. And that's the same with Beauty Lab and Laser. It's not Heather suing Monica, it's Beauty Lab and Laser suing Monica. Because tomorrow, Heather could sell Beauty Lab and Laser, right? So that's why it has nothing really to do with Heather in the eyes of the law. So because people are always like, you can't sue another housewife. And I don't know if that's true or not because I've never seen a housewife's contract. I would love to see a housewife's contract, though. So if you have one, send it over. But if that were the case where for some reason you're not allowed to sue your castmate, which would make sense because they want to have a show at the end of the day, that's how they would get around this because it's the business and it's for a breach of contract. It has nothing to do with Heather and has nothing to do with anything Monica said or did except for not pay her bill, allegedly. Okay, so she filed this complaint. And all this other stuff happened. And then let's see when the answer was filed. So about a month later, which is right on time, September 13th, 2023, Monica filed her answer. She also filed a counterclaim. So when you get sued, Heather files the complaint, or we'll just call it Beauty Lab. Beauty Lab files the complaint and they say, this is what I think Monica did. Then Monica has to file an answer. So that means Monica has to go through everything and go, I admit that's true. I admit that's true. No, that's not true. But she has to answer every single thing that the complaint alleges. Also, she has the opportunity to bring her own claim and be like, well, first of all, not only did I not breach the contract, but I'm actually going to be suing you at the same time for XYZ. Okay, so that's answer and a counterclaim. Once Monica's made the counterclaim, then Beauty Lab has to answer that counterclaim. So it's like kind of a lot of back and forth, but it's like first you're complaining and then you're answering the complaint. And then you can have a counterclaim and then that person has to answer. But then that person can't be like, and I'm counterclaiming. It's like, no, you had one bite at the apple. That was at the beginning. You should have listed it there, you know? And then if you didn't list it there, go ahead and file a motion and hopefully your side wins, you know, or else you can't file it. All right. So then a Beauty Lab answered the counterclaim. On September 29th. This is where it gets a little bit interesting. On November 7th, so this is like a month or two after Heather answered the counterclaim, Monica files an amended answer to the counterclaim. So, or answer and counterclaim. So that means that she's like, oops, we made a little mistake. We need to add something or we need to take something out or we missaid something and we need to fix it. Like something happened and Monica wanted to just change whatever was said in her answer and counterclaim. And so she filed an amended one. Well, then Heather was like, wait, I'm sorry, Beauty Lab. I have to disassociate them because I don't want you guys to think that Monica's suing Heather. And I don't want to think that. So sorry. So Beauty Lab goes, okay, well, I don't think you get to just like amend it willy-nilly. We already answered it. So you don't get to change everything after we've answered it. That's like against the rules. And then Monica's like, it's not against the rules. We get to answer it. And then the judge was like, actually, I'm siding with Beauty Lab. It is against the rules. You don't get to amend it. And we'll get into that. But first, let's take a little break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, let's get started with the complaint of Beauty Lab and Laser versus Monica Fowler. So if you're following along with me, this is posted on Patreon. The video's up on Patreon. If it's a week from now when I'm recording this, then this is also on YouTube. But I'm also reading it right here, so we can just go through it together. This is the complaint. Okay. And it starts off by saying, Beauty Lab and Laser hereby complains of defendant Monica Fowler. I like love to complain. And so I just love that it's called a complaint. You know what I mean? So we go through the normal stuff. It's like, yada, yada, who cares? This is who the plaintiff is. This is who the defendant is. Awesome. General allegations. This is where they're like, kind of getting into the initial juicy stuff. They're sort of setting the scene. Like, this is how we got to the point where we're suing Monica, okay? This is what it says. Beauty Lab is a medical spa that, among other things, provides cosmetic services for its clients. Yes, that's very true. We do know that. Okay, also, Beauty Lab is just so iconic. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm getting a little bit of a heart rush because I'm remembering when Jen Shah was apprehended or attempted to be apprehended in the parking lot of Beauty Lab and Laser. I mean, so yeah, I would say Beauty Lab and Laser is a medical spa that, among other things, provides cosmetic services. I mean, it also provides me with great relief. I just love that place. I've never been, but the joy it gives me on TV is just, it's excellent. Okay, so then they go on by saying, in December 2019, defendant Monica entered into a contract entitled Beauty Lab Tab Agreement, BLTA. Not bacon, lettuce, tomato, avocado, but Beauty Lab Tab Agreement. The Beauty Lab Tab Agreement. That's kind of catchy. Wherein Monica agreed to pay for cosmetic injection services from plaintiff. Okay, it says a copy of the agreement is attached. I'm going to scroll down and see if that's true. I don't see it. So I'll have to go looking for that because I would love to see a copy of that agreement, wouldn't you? Okay, in the agreement, Monica agreed. Oh, see, they made a mistake. I hate when they make mistakes in this. It says, under the term of the agreement, plaintiff agreed to pay $2,449 for the cosmetic injections. But what they mean is defendant agreed to pay. See, I would deny that. I wonder if she did. Huh, she admitted it. That's pretty stupid. Okay, anyway. The price for the cosmetic injections consisted of an initial payment of $449. Oh my God, you can tell this is like a total sales pitch because it's all ending in nine. So it's like, The price for the injections was an initial payment of $449. Can't you just hear it? This is one initial payment of $449, which consists of the $49 setup fee and a $400 down payment. That is such setup fee, down payment pricing. Like, it's very perfect. This was due the day she signed the contract, okay? And then she was going to pay $200 a month for 10 months. So she's paying the total, but over 10 months. But she has to pay the $449 starting that day. So Beauty Lab says Monica did make the first payment and she received the services. So she paid $449 and she got her injections. But then she stopped making any other payments under the agreement. Okay, so she kind of ripped off Beauty Lab and Laser. According to them, Beauty Lab and Laser feels ripped off by Monica for $2,000. So they go ahead and they say, this is the first thing we're suing you for. The first cause of action is breach of contract. So they're saying they had this contract with Monica. Monica failed to hold up her end of the bargain. And so now we're in court. So they say, again, Monica agreed to pay Beauty Lab $2,449 for these cosmetic injections. I'm curious, was it Juvederm? Was it Botox? Is Kybella an injection? I'm just curious. She looks great in her confessional, so I'm kind of thinking it's Kybella. But I also think that might cost more than $2,000. But I don't know. I've never had it. But she did receive these injections. She only paid the $449 of the $2,449 that she was owing. They're saying she materially breached this agreement because she didn't pay. That was her end of the bargain. And because she didn't pay, then Beauty Lab and Laser has damages in at least $2,000 is what they say. An amount to be determined at trial, but no less than $2,000. Plus, they want attorney's fees and other remedies provided by statute. So that's what they're saying. Because she breached the contract, we want the rest of our money, $2,000, plus the amount of attorney's fees that it took us to get this $2,000 and any other remedy that the statute allows. Because sometimes they'll be like, oh, you can recover $600 for blah, 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 pass and go. So this is like kind of a catch-all. Like, if there's anything else in here we can get, we'd love to have it. Okay, the second cause of action, Beauty Lab says, is the breach of the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. And this was a thing we learned about in law school that just like always, I just like always pictured like priests negotiating when I heard the phrase, the breach of the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. It's interesting. It means that you're like coming to this agreement, like with all your cards on the table and you don't know of anything hidden. You're not like, oh, secretly, I'm not going to pay. Like, I actually have $0 and I have no intention of receiving any money from here on out. But it's just like, I think it's a funny thing to say. But Beauty Lab says the actions of Monica described above, where she failed to pay, this demonstrates the bad faith. So her failure to pay is bad faith, and that's the breach of the covenant of good faith and fair dealing, which is implied in the agreement. That means that it doesn't necessarily have to say in your Beauty Lab tab agreement that you have to be bound by the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. That's just like an inherent like thing that exists. It doesn't have to be written down. We all have to do it. You know, you can't be a liar, Camille, and come to an agreement and be like, well, sorry, you just didn't know what I knew. You know, that's kind of the point of that. So then Beauty Lab says, we performed in good faith. We gave her the injections. We gave her this cosmetic injection shit. But she didn't perform in good faith because she just like left us high and dry. And they're saying Beauty Lab, we're entitled to recover general damages, consequential damages, and an amount to be determined at trial, no less than $2,000. So, yeah, Beauty Lab's coming for Monica. And they're like, give us our $2,000 and attorney's fees. And let's see Let's see what Monica has to say. So Monica is answering the complaint of Beauty Lab and Laser. Okay. So first she starts out with defenses. Every state and every kind of courthouse, I guess, has a way that they want you to like structure the answer. I guess, according to this document, the way that Utah likes it is the defenses first. So that's what we'll do. Usually, like whenever I've filled out answers to lawsuits, I always like do admit deny first. So I'll be like, yeah, I admit my, you know, name is Lauren. I admit that I'm been living in Minnesota for more than 6 months and I admit blah, blah, blah. But I deny that I've breached a contract. Like that's what I would do first. But I guess in Utah, they do their defenses first. So Monica's attorney, on behalf of Monica, starts out by saying, Beauty Lab, their complaint fails to state any cause of action against Monica upon which relief can be granted. One thing that I do love is I read that sentence, like when I was reading the complaint, it was saying plaintiff defendant, and I was putting in Beauty Lab and Monica because I'm trying to tell you guys a story. So why would I say plaintiff defendant? That's just like so boring. In this sentence, it actually says Beauty Lab's complaint, not plaintiff's complaint. And it says fails to state a cause of action against Monica against or upon which relief can be granted. And I just think that's kind of funny that she's hereinafter referred to as Monica and they're hereinafter referred to as Beauty Lab. It's kind of personable, but it sounds funny to just call. I don't know why it's like funny to call her Monica in a court record. I don't know. It just makes me giggle. So they say there's no, we can't, this isn't even a claim. That's basically the first defense. Like, nuh-uh. Totally nuh-uh. The second defense, Monica answers the specific allegations in Beauty Lab's complaint as follows. Okay, this is where they do their admit-deny. Paragraphs 1 through 11 and 14 are admitted. Every allegation in 7 and 19 and 21 through 24 are denied. With respect to paragraph 12 of the complaint, Monica admits no further payments were made beyond her 449. So this is Monica saying, look, I admit it. I paid 449 and that's it. But she denies that any other payments were due. So she's saying, I paid 449 and you're damn right I didn't pay 2000 because I wasn't required to pay 2000. That's interesting. And then she keeps repeating that. That's what her answer says. Like she keeps repeating like, yeah, I paid $449. I paid $49 initiation fee and $400 down. And that was all I needed to pay. Well, here's a little hint. If you're putting money down, if that's what they're calling it, putting money down, that means that there's more money coming up due. That's like the beginning of you're going to have to pay more money. So if someone's saying you're putting $400 down, what you should hear is now and the rest is due blank. Okay. So that's funny to me that she said that. Like, look, yeah, it was $449. I admit it was the $449. It was the $49 initiation to set up this payment plan and the $400 down payment on this credit. Yeah. But nothing else was due. That's a little, but honestly, you got to do what you got to do. When you're being sued, when you're on the other side of the V, you got to do what you got to do. Like, look, it wasn't due. What are you going to do? I paid. So then they go off by saying, Monica admits that she received defective, negligently given injections, which did not have the intended promised result. And denies every other allegation in paragraph 15. So she's like, listen, I did get the injections. I did. But you know what they were? Defective and negligent. And they weren't even good and they didn't even work. And I think that's pretty funny. Then she says her third defense. She says, the parties reached an accord and satisfaction. Ugh, that is like such lame contract speak. Wherein Monica paid for another competent party to fix the damage to Monica's nose and lips caused by the incompetent, negligent actions of Beauty Lab staff. And Beauty Lab was entitled to no further payment. Okay, so this is a little bit confusing because I wouldn't have structured it like this if I were submitting this answer. If I were submitting this answer, I would say like the third defense, I'd name it. The third defense is accord and satisfaction. And then I'd kind of set more of a scene because I feel like we just like jump right in to like, well, she had to get it fixed. And it's like we miss sort of the middle part where she got injections, looked in the mirror, saw they were fucked up. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just too big of a jump for me personally, because I want to hear a story when I'm reading this stuff. Like, I'm fucking nosy. I want to know everything. What happened? You got the injections and then what? Like, tell me fucking everything. Attach a photo. Please, for the love. I need to know it all. So, apparently, Monica, her nose and lips got fucked up. According to her, Beauty Lab fucked it up. Nose, lips, busted. And she had to pay someone else to fix it. She's like, you can't even touch my face. Actually, I'm going to this other place, Feudy Flab and Flazer, and they're going to fix what you did. And when they do that, I'm going to owe you no more money because you fucked it up. And then according to Monica, she's saying they reached an accord and satisfaction, which means that Monica's saying that Beauty Lab was like, we agree that we fucked it up and that you no longer owe us money because you had to get it fixed. So that's what Monica's saying here in way less words and in less, I don't know, like storytelling, whatever. So then Monica's saying, actually, Beauty Lab, you breached the contract. You breached the contract first because you failed to provide the services that you promised you would. You failed to give me competent injections. And then she says, Beauty Lab services fell below the standard of care for such procedures in the industry and the care that they promised to give to Monica. So they're like, you're incompetent. And any other injection lab would have done a way better job than you, and you suck. That's what paragraph 9 says. And then Monica says, and Beauty Lab's negligence contributed to the loss which I suffered and which you suffered. So it's like you're the reason why you have no money. You're the reason why you don't have $2,000. That's what Monica's saying. Like, you contributed to it by fucking up my face. And so now you don't get any money. That's what she's saying there. And then she says, and Beauty Lab, by the way, your causes of action, you can't even bring them. They're barred by estoppel, which is like another funny lawyer word. But that basically means like you can't do it. It's barred. Okay, you're estopped. Estop of that right now. Because you promised Beauty Lab that you would not seek any further payment and you offered to fix the damages that you caused to Monica's face. So she's saying, those promises and claims that you made to fix her face and to not have any more payment for this fuck up, like that contradicts the position that you took saying like, hey, you owe me money. You owe me $2,000. You paid $449, but then you didn't pay $2,000. Well, it's because of you. You're not allowed to tell me that I owe you money because you're the one who said, whoa, we fucked up your nose and lips and we're going to have to, you know, just take the big L on this one. So then she goes on by saying, Beauty Lab's claims are barred by the utter and complete failure and or lack of consideration it promised to competently perform procedures with the promised results. So she's like, look, you are a fucking liar, Camille. You can't even bring this claim because you lied. You said I was going to look great and then you messed up my face. What was it from White Chicks where she's like, I wanted to look like Angelina, and I got off the table looking like fucking Shrek. That's like all I can hear Monica say. Oh, my God. Okay, and then she says, listen, also, your claim here for this $2,000 extra dollars, this was for your negligently performed procedures from 2019. That's like 4 years ago. You didn't want your money until now. Like, come on, you're barred. You slept on it. And they're saying, not only that, not only are you a liar who caused these damages, said you weren't going to collect any money, and now you're suing for it. And this was all 4 years ago, so it's a little old. But Monica actually suffered way more damages than you did, Beauty Lab. So even if you did want to sue us, like, you owe us so much more money that it doesn't even matter what you want, because you could just, I guess, apply it against the credit you owe me, because you owe me way more than $2,000 because you messed up my face, my lips and my eyes. What did she have done? No, couldn't have been her eyes. Nose? I think her nose. And then she says, Beauty Lab's claims are barred by its unclean hands because it seeks payment for procedures that it botched and negligently performed. So, in summary, Beauty Lab, you're here with dirty hands because you know that you did a bad job. You know that you fucked up my face. Your hands aren't clean here. And now you're coming in with your dirty little hands into my pocket for the $2,000 that you said I didn't owe you because of what you did to me. How many sandwiches have you made for me? That's from Summer House. Then Monica brings her counterclaim because she's like, first of all, fuck you, blow up your complaint. I'm actually going to be suing you now. So listen up, Beauty Lab. So she says, Beauty Lab, this is what we're going to actually be talking about.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
First, all the above restated and reasserted. Second, it says who Beauty Lab is, says that they, then it comes into the agreement. In December of 2019, Monica entered into a contract, the BLTA, with Beauty Lab and Laser, in which Beauty Lab promised to provide cosmetic injections. So here we're on the same page on Monica's nose and lips in a medically proficient manner, which would enhance the appearance of Monica's nose and lips, whereon Monica would pay Beauty Lab for its medical services. So they're like, you were going to make me look beautiful, and you said you were, and that I was going to pay this down payment, and then once I saw how beautiful I looked, I was going to pay you the rest. And then she says, but you put these nose injections in a negligently and medically deficient manner, and the appearance of Monica's nose was diminished and not improved. You actually made it worse, Beauty Lab. And then she accuses Beauty Lab of fucking up the lip injections here. And it says, Beauty Lab performed the lip injections in a negligent, medically deficient manner. And the appearance of Monica's lips was not improved. That's a silly typo. But basically, Monica's like, and my lips were fucked up. I wanted DSLs and I got something else. So then she says Monica had to go to the other medical provider who repaired it because everyone saw how bad this was. And that the cost that Monica incurred to have this other doctor fix all this mess up was so much more than the $2,000, okay? So then her first cause of action, she goes, this is the story. Remember how I said in the complaint, first you tell the story and then you get into the accusations? So that's her story. Sure, we had the contract. You said you were going to do my nose and lips and that you were going to do a really good job, and you didn't. And then they were ugly and I had to go get them fixed. And it cost me a lot of money, and now here we are with you suing me for messing up my face. So I'm suing you for, first, negligence. And she's saying, just simple as this, like, your actions, your little injections, Juvederm, what have you, was substandard, medically deficient, and negligent. And it caused Monica to suffer damages. Yeah, I mean, I think if you fuck up my lips, like, I'd be pretty pissed. It's your face, you know? The second cause of action, she says, is you breached our contract. You think I breached the contract? Well, I think you breached the contract because you failed to perform the medical procedures that you promised. And instead of like giving me this beautiful face, you performed substandardly. You were deficient and I was ugly for as long as those lasted and until I could get a real doctor to come fix my face. Like, she just fell short of saying that, you know? And then she's like, third cause of action. Now I'm accusing you of breaching the duty of good faith and fair dealing. Okay? She's like, this was implied in the contract, as you know, because you stated it. But because you didn't perform these medical procedures the way that you promised to make me beautiful and you did a bad job, you violated the duty to perform in good faith. Because you were like, oh, we'll do such a good job, Monica. We're going to just stick these needles in your face, put some shit up there, and then you're going to come out. You're going to look so hot. And then Monica went in. They fucked up her face, and she walked out, and she's like, I have never looked worse. I just, like, wish someone attached photos. Like, why did no one attach photos? Let me see how fucked up your face was. Please. Let me see your lips. Let me see your nose. I want to see it. There has to be pictures. There must be. Someone post them. Monica, get on there, Reality Von T. Get up there. So then she goes and she says, and Beauty Lab, you're making all these claims in bad faith. And because you made these claims in bad faith, because they weren't brought with merit, because they were brought in bad faith, because you know what you did, you know you fucked up, you know you were negligent, and you know you made me look ugly for a little bit, okay? And because of that, you should pay the attorney's fees. Okay, now this is where we're getting kind of snippety. Remember at the beginning when I told you, I think the way they're getting around this, you know, Heather suing Monica thing, if it is in the contract that cast members can't sue each other, which I can't say whether it is or it isn't because I can't see it. But like I said above, and I'll call the action again. If you have a cast contract, please send it to me. I need to see it. There's so much in there that I want to know about. Send it. Send it. I'm going to manifest that in 2024. I'm manifesting somebody giving me a copy of their agreement so that I can just like, know what it says. So if it does say that housewives can't sue each other, then this is a little interesting to be brought up. It says Beauty Lab's complaint has been made because of the personal animosity towards Monica of Heather Gay, an officer and director of Heather Entertainment, Inc., a member of Beauty Lab and Laser, LLC, not because of the claims in the complaint, which Beauty Lab and Heather Gay know to be unfounded. And therefore, Monica should get attorney's fees. So they're saying, you did this to be mean, Heather. You personally were pissed, probably because of Reality Von T. And because you were pissed, you filed this lawsuit. And because you did that, you have to pay my attorney's fees. Girl, I have got to see this botch job. And then I want to know, like, who fixed it? Because if Monica is the reality star that I think she is, she went to Terry Dubrow. I'm just saying. I hope she went to Terry Dubrow to fix her botched. I just do. Because if she did, then yeah, I believe her that it costs way more money to have it fixed. But I'm just like, please, please. Ooh, my tummy did a little jump because that sounded so exciting to me. So then Monica says that she requests relief from the court as follows. General and consequential damages, attorney's fees, and interest. Okay? So she wants it all. And that's the end of her answer. Now, we know that she submitted an amended answer. And I bought it, and it is up on Patreon if you wanted to read it. But I'm not going to because the judge was like, no, you don't get to amend it. So it's like, well, I'm not going to waste my time knowing the words that are in it because I'll just get confused. So I didn't read it. But if you want to read it, go ahead and head over to the Patreon, and that's where you will find it. Okay, I have to think of a criminal behavior off the top of my head because I did have one. And then my notes app, I keep everything in my notes app, everything. And I keep a running tab of criminal behaviors and I just like add to it and it should be like a whole pages and pages of criminal behaviors. I've got a lot to complain about and they're gone. So here's a criminal behavior that I have. My criminal behavior is people not retiring. And I'm not going to call anyone out specifically. Like, I'm not going to say this is like about like Mitch McConnell or anyone else, for example. But I will say this. You will not catch me working at 65. You won't catch me working. I'm working now so that I don't have to work when I'm old. Like, I thought that was the point. And if we keep like knocking up this retirement age, like, yeah, I get it. We're living longer, but that doesn't mean I have to work longer. That just means I got to work really hard right now so that I can not have to work for longer. Right. So I just want to tell all the like olds out there, if you're still working and it's past 65, like we've failed you because you, I guess, can't afford to live off your retirement. And that makes sense because of like Social Security and everything. And like, I'm not trying to make this a political thing, but I guess I just did. But I will say, like, criminal behavior is like working after the age of 65 and the fact that we have to. And quite frankly, I think everyone should just earn free income. Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll talk to you guys next week. Go ahead, head over to the Patreon if you want to read the documents. Follow me on Instagram at Allegedly Bravo and subscribe to this podcast so that you can hear about Lizzo and Gypsy Rose. Okay, bye.